All right, well. Here's, as I try to pay attention to my driving, here's another episode of The Drive to Stay Alive. What the hell can I really say today? I know. Oh yeah, that's right. There's something big happening this week. Gosh, what was it? I can't put my finger on it. God, there's something, you know, like, you know, larger than life, you know, just something just, like, incredible. Like, it's been talked about since, you know, the Bible was first written, you know, and just it's supposed to be, like, some kind of a big deal. It's been predicted by ancient civilizations. God, what is it? Oh, yeah, the fucking end of the world, you know? That's what's supposed to happen this week. Today is December 17th, 2012. And if you're listening to this, then the end of the world didn't happen. Because I'm not going to get around to posting this until, you know, after Christmas. So that basically renders everything right now I'm saying moot. Which is just a very fancy way of saying that I'm full of shit. And that the Mayans are full of shit, and Nostradamus, and Quasimodo, and, you know, President Reagan, and anybody else, Telly from Sesame Street, anybody else who said, like, you know, that the world was going to end in 2012, they're all just full of shit. So, yeah, well, I guess... Well, the only reason, the only way we'll know is time. And time is, like, the eternal, like, gauging point, the measuring stick, you know, the fortune teller, like, all that kind of crap. Like, time, you know, only time will tell, you know? It's just kind of the way the world works. You can plan, you can forecast, you can predict, you know, but until we actually get there, you have no fucking idea if you're right or not. So... I guess we'll, we're just gonna sit around and wait until that shit happens. But in the meantime, I wanna bring up something like, a couple years ago, what the fuck am I talking about? Like, it's like I have no concept of, like, time at all, but, alright, so last year, there's this thing, okay, in Christian belief, there's this thing called the rapture. Basically, what it is it's kind of what happens before the end of days, where you heard, like, you know, Jesus coming back to raise the dead, you know, like before the world ends. And so, on the rapture, Jesus is supposed to come down from the heavens, gather up, you know, all the saved, you know, raise the dead. From the graves, and then also anybody who's alive that's supposed to be going to heaven, he's supposed to essentially kill them so he can take their souls to heaven, you know? And it's just like this very tragic thing. I mean, it's a beautiful thing for anybody who is being saved and going to heaven, but it's also a very tragic thing because right in front of your eyes, you will see your mother or your daughter or your husband, like, being taken away by Jesus, and you know, like, they're all right, but if you're able to witness it, you're one of the ones who's left behind. And so everybody who's saved goes to heaven. Everybody who's left behind has to sit and watch the world burn, knowing that there's no there's no end result, you know? It's like, well, I'm just gonna die, you know, because he just found out that heaven was real. And the thing that really sucks about that is the fact that all human beings really have is hope, you know? Like, how many people just, like, you know, make peace with God right before they die, or, you know, become, like, a born again, and, you know, on their deathbed, just kind of repent all their sins and all that kind of stuff, you know? So it's like, that's all we got left is, like, that promise that we're going to heaven. So once that's taken away from you, you're just kind of like, okay, You know, so it's just like, I just imagine then the last days on Earth are just absolutely horrible then, because you're just like, fuck, there's no point. Like, I mean, but that's the rapture, which was supposed to happen last year on October 21st in 2011. And obviously it didn't happen, because I've still been around since then. The thing is, last year, this is why I don't take the end of the world stuff seriously. Even though, like, you know, the Mayans, ancient civilization, created this calendar that has these cycles and, you know, these equations for, like, how days pan out and the rising and setting of the sun and all that. They have this intricate, you know, set of calendars, and their calendar ends December 21st, 2012. And... well, that really doesn't mean a hill of beans, because who cares, like, what one race of people said, like, 4,000 years ago? You know, how do they know? They don't know shit. But for whatever reason, this phenomenon has caught on. I mean, there's been movies made about it, plenty of books written about it, articles, you name it. I mean, websites, like, people are probably, right at this point, you know, hoarding supplies, drinking water, you know, guns and everything like that, preparing for the end of the world. This one, probably more so than the rapture, is, like, really got people worried. You know, probably people are probably as worried as this as they were for, like, the Y2K scare, which was back when the, there's something when the clocks ticked over from the year 1999 to 2000. Some fucker thought that, oh, well, the computers, when it ticks over, it only has, like, when computers were built, they only had two placeholders, you know, for, like, you know, 54, you know, 73, 99, you know, it's like they only had, like, the two last placeholders to designate the year. But then, what happens when the computer ticks over to a new century, as it did in 2000. Well, since it only had the placeholder of 99, the 99, like, then 00, everybody thought, like, the computers would think it's going to be 1900 instead of 2000. And the world, like, all the computers are going to shut down, and, you know, planes would stop flying because they didn't, you know, and all the stock market would crash because all the financial data is held in computers, and, you know, like, there'd just be, like, mass chaos, and the world would fall apart because we rely too heavily on computers. And, well, we do rely too heavily on computers. It's just, like, that's fucking stupid, you know? So, the Y2K scare got really everybody, you know, prepared for, you know, life outside the grid, you know? Basically, like, everybody hoarding supplies and, you know, digging bomb shelters and everything, thinking that's going to become mass anarchy because credit cards no longer work. Money is worthless because there's no stock market that has value in trading, and, you know, that gas stations wouldn't be able to sell. You know, like, everybody's just kind of flipped out. Well, since, like I mentioned, it is 2012, and that was, obviously, like, 12 years ago or some shit. Like, the Y2K thing didn't happen, right? So now we have a string of, you know, Y2K didn't happen, the rapture didn't happen. Now, the end of the world 2012 isn't going to happen. Which, I mean, I'll admit, like, I'm fascinated by the end of the world. It is an intriguing idea. If only for the fact that, like, dude, people have been around this planet for a long time. I mean, I don't know how far back recorded, you know, civilization goes. You know, when we had, like, ancient Greek philosophers writing shit down, and, like, we have cave paintings that we can date back into the early BC centuries or something like that. You know, as far back as, like, man goes. So it's like, we've been here a long time, you know? In the grand scheme of the world, we haven't been here for shit. We're just a glimmer, you know, in the eye of the beholder, you know? It's like, we haven't been around that long, really. But it still seems like mankind's been here for a while. And so fuck was I going with that? I don't know, man. But basically, I think man's been around for a long time. That it's like, it would be kind of cool, I think, to have been one of the people, of all the people who've ever lived and breathed and, you know, survived on this earth, to be one of the people that gets to watch it end. I mean, it puts you in, like, unique company. Granted, it would put you in a unique company of 6 billion people. But still, it's like, that's something I can tell, like, you know, be like, oh, William Shakespeare, you wrote a bunch of sonnets. Well, I watched The End of the World, you know. It's like, oh, you know, Plato, you wrote, you know, some philosophy shit that people still use to this day. Well, I got to watch the world burn, you know, like, so I could just rub it in their fucking faces, you know, that I got to see the demise of our entire civilization and they didn't. I don't know why that's something I'm gonna brag about, but fuck, I'm a weird person, man. I don't get why I do anything, why I act a certain way, why I talk a certain way or think. I'm just like fucking strange, so get over it. But the big thing is why I want the world to end is because I really don't care. I mean, like, I like being alive. I like doing new things. I like to meet new people and tell stories and play music. I mean, there's a lot of fun things, you know, that go along with being alive. You know, don't get me wrong. But, you know, as we... this is probably episode 9 or so. I mean, as we've seen over, like, you know, these last, like, 2 months, like, if I'm sitting here searching for a reason to stay alive, then what does it matter if I'm dead? I mean, it sounds awful. I mean, I'm not gonna, like, try to paint a pretty picture here. You know, I'm talking about mass killings and Armageddon and just the world burning and, you know, everyone either going to heaven or hell. And I'm not talking about anything like a fun topic here, but it's just kind of like, if I don't have a reason to stay alive, then what's the fucking point, you know? So that's one of the reasons why I just really don't give a shit. If I had something to live for, then I'd be like, wait, no, wait, you know, God, like, you know, I still, like, you know, I wanted to raise my children and, you know, teach them all the cool things my dad taught me, you know, like, or I would be like, hey, God, you know, I got this, you know, lovely wife that, you know, lets me penetrate her vagina at night. Like, someone says that to God. Oh, fuck, man. I don't, see, I can't even come up with, like, a valid excuse to plead to God for my life, you know? It's like, even when I come up with something that I think somebody would want to live for, it just sounds fucking ridiculous. So this kind of brings us back to the rapture last year. So, like I was saying, the Christians believe in this, you know, judgment day where God, you know, or Jesus comes down and takes, you know, all the souls back to heaven and everything. But since this day was supposed to be October 21st last year, as you probably all know by now, if you don't, then I guess allow me to give you a refresher course, I guess. But my younger brother Timmy died last year on April 25th, and when that happened, as can be expected, you know, I just fell apart, you know, and my life has been shit ever since. I mean, there's been a couple nice things have happened, of course, because that's kind of the way of life, and karma's way of, or God's way, I guess, depending if you believe, of kind of evening everything out. You know, it's like one person can only handle so much bad things, so you need to balance it out with good things. So I get that, but I fail to see that in my life it will ever get good enough to overcome that bad thing. It's like my brother dying is the worst thing I can imagine. I take myself dying over that, because if I'm dead, then I'm like, I have nothing to worry about. I'm fucking dead, you know? And it would, I mean, it would be the same if any of my other siblings died. Or, I mean, here's the thing. It's like, if my parents died, then at least they died at like age 60 or something like that, which is still young. Don't get me wrong. But at least they had their chance on this earth to have kids, to get married, to have jobs, and to go on adventures and do all these kind of things that people spend all their lives doing. They had their time to do that. At 24, you haven't done shit, you know? You have done some good stuff, but I mean, as far as like the whole grand, I mean, you only live 25% of your life. And so, it's just the worst thing that could have ever happened to me. By far. I'd rather be paralyzed, you know, than to have my brother die. I mean, I'd trade anything in this entire world, except for maybe another life, because that's not right, to have my brother back. So, as one could expect, last year, 2011, was a really difficult year for me. So when I found out that, but this rap, I mean, like, I knew of the rapture, but I didn't really give a shit because I thought it was fake. I was like, that's stupid. Especially because, like, when God comes back to Earth, it's supposed to be a surprise. So that you spend your entire, like, life praying and doing good and everything, preparing for the day when you're called back to heaven. So it's supposed to be like, you're not supposed to know exactly when it is, because you're supposed to be ready for it at all times. So when, so it's like, so it's bullshit that they announced a date, you know, for it. There's some, you know, just some random crackpot, you know, preacher announced a date for it. So when I found out it was October 21st, I started counting down to it. I'm pretty sure I installed a countdown on my website, or my blog, probably. And I know I had a countdown. I had a one-a-day calendar at work that I wrote, like, R-minus, you know, 47, R-minus 32, R-minus 17, R-minus 1, you know, for every day until the rapture. And I was counting down because at the time, I wanted to die. I'm not going to, I have no nice way of putting it. I didn't want to die so much to the point that I would consider taking my own life. I wasn't that close. I never once contemplated any kind of suicide, or doing any, you know, physical harm to my body. But I didn't want to live anymore. And it's, if I didn't have a sound mind, I might have killed myself. Who knows? I mean, unfortunately, I mean, I shouldn't say unfortunately. Fortunately, for me, I know the repercussions of what a death does to the people who continue to live and who have to deal with the pain and the loss and all the emotions and that goes with it. So even at my darkest hours, I guess, I just kind of, always in the back of my head, it was just like, the only thing you can do is think about it. You can't take it a step further. And I guess I'm lucky. I'm lucky to have either, like, you know, a strong moral compass or just enough intelligence to not take action, because I could have at any point. And I thought about it. I just thought about the possibility of what that would be like. And there's there's a lot of times I got really drunk and I'm just like, you know, I could just go drive right now and just see what happens. Not intending to kill myself, but not necessarily taking the proper precautions as, you know, not driving under the influence, you know, because drunk drivers kill people and kill themselves. So there's a lot of times I just didn't give a shit. And I could have at any point had alcohol poisoning or something like that, because I was drunk all the time. I was drunk going to work in the morning. Drink in the morning before going to work. It's awful, but that's where I was in my life. So I sat and I waited and I begged for the rapture to come and take me. And on the night before the rapture, I drank a shit ton of whiskey and I wrote an article on my blog, which ended up being the most real, because I, you know me, I'm always bullshitting something or other or writing something goofy or, you know, just stretching the truth or some shit. But like the thing, the rapture blog that I wrote, this is after spending most of the year not writing at all. I took a long time off because I knew everything I write would be depressing. And that's what this ended up being. My rapture article ended up just being downright depressing and very truthful, very honest, very matter-of-fact, very blunt, kind of dialogue about my life and why I wanted to die. And it's awful. I haven't brought myself to read it again just because of how awful it is. Like, I don't want to see myself at that point again. Like, I don't want to read about that. I think I've gotten better. You know, this whole Drive to Stay Alive thing, I think, has helped. The 7 and 7 series I did earlier this year helped too. Doing things like donating money to charity, just kind of like thinking about others instead of yourself, you know. Witnessing, you know, a bunch of different things happen, and, you know. So I do feel like I got a better perspective on the world and, you know, better attitude and all that shit. But I can't help but think about all this end of the world thing. And while I'm hoping that I still have a chance to stay alive and find a reason to live, I tell you, there's a small part of me that actually kind of hopes the world ends so that I can... Hey, out of the road, asshole. Small part of me wants the world to end so that I can be with my brother again. So I guess we'll continue that thought a little bit later, because I'm at work and I'm late to work, which is awesome. But fuck work, right? The world's gonna end. We'll tackle that subject a little bit later this afternoon. Alright, see you for now. Alright, well, welcome to second half of the Drive to Stay Alive of this current episode. Whatever it may be. The thing is, man, I don't know. I never know, like, where we are, what we're doing. That's just because, man, this is going to sound really strange, but if you've been paying attention to anything I've done over these last 2 months, nothing should appear strange to you anymore. All right, man, I got this thing where, like, all of a sudden I'll just be hanging out doing nothing, and this usually happens at work, too. I don't know why it only happens at work, but, like, I get this kind of strange, like, whooshing sound, like, inside my head, and my ears just kind of, like, my ears kind of freak out a little bit. I don't know how the best way to describe this is. I think I have to sneeze. Oh, that's good radio. Basically, what happens is I kind of get this weird sense like I'm traveling. but I'm standing still. And it kind of feels like my mind and my body are kind of going somewhere else. But like I said, you know, I'm still here. So what I kind of equate it to is the fact that, like, I'm stuck in, like, one place, but, like, the dimensions are kind of shifting around me. So I kind of, like, transcend dimensions while this, like, weird thing kind of encircles me and just kind of makes me kind of, I don't know. It's a really weird thing to explain, but that's the best thing. That's the best way I could say it, is the fact that it makes me feel like I'm transcending to a different dimension. So, that having been said, man, I really never know, like, who the hell I am, like, where I am, like, what the hell is going on, like, which reality I'm in and shit. So it's just kind of like, I just gotta freak out all the time. You know, just gotta lose my mind. And so how this kind of all ties together leads me back into the initial topic here about how the world is supposed to end this Friday, December 21st. And it's like, I don't know if it's true or not. I have no way of telling whether or not it's actually going to happen, or whether it's even going to happen in this dimension, in this reality that I'm currently in. Or if I time shift, you know, or dimension shift tomorrow, I could be in a completely different dimension where the world doesn't end. But in another dimension, it does end. And there's so many different circumstances that have to go right or wrong for something to happen. Like, it's just kind of like a domino effect, you know, or just like the butterfly effect. Shit like that where, you know, all of a sudden, you know, the time, one little thing changes the entire course of history. So I can't tell whether or not I start the domino effect today that leads to the end of the world on Friday, or if, you know, 5,000 years ago when the Mayans predicted it would happen, maybe they did something that, you know, resulted in this cosmic tumbling of events leading up to the world ending this Friday. So I don't know who's right and who's wrong. I don't know what's going to happen. And I don't even know if I'm in, like I said, if I'm in the reality where that's the case. So I'm really confused, basically. I don't know what to believe. And the problem is, like I said with the rapture, and part about this end of the world thing, is that part of me wants the world to end. Because as far as I'm concerned, my world's already over. I mean, Christ, I've been sitting here talking to myself while driving for the last 2 months trying to find a reason to keep living. Does that sound like somebody who wants, you know, to be in, like, to have, like, a good world surrounding them? No. That sounds like a person who's looking for a reason to die. And that's kind of how I am. I'm in limbo right now. I mean, I don't have a reason to live, and I don't have a reason to die. So I'm just kind of existing day to day, moving from one dude to the next, working a job, living in a house, you know, spending my time working on shit, hanging out with friends. I mean, it's like, it's just what the typical person does in their day to day. So, what does that mean? I guess that means that I don't care. I basically don't care if this is my last week on Earth. And the thing that sucks the most about that, if Timmy were still here, I probably wouldn't want to die. Just because, like, and this is, like, I guess I say this with all due respect, with no offense to, like, all my other family and friends and all that kind of stuff, is the fact that, like, life has just changed so much since then that it's like, I just almost don't want to be a part of this life. I never asked for this. This is not what I had foreseen, like, when I was, like, growing up, you know, I was like, oh, I want this and such to happen, you know? Like, this is, like, my life is the complete opposite, pretty much, of everything I had dreamed of, everything I had hoped for. So what's the point? And, like I said, you know, this is a really difficult thing. This may be almost to the point where speaking to a digital recorder while I'm driving around in my car around the city probably isn't going to be good enough for me. So what have I achieved in the last 2 months? Practically nothing. You know, I just think I'm the same person I was before. I haven't gotten any better. I think at the same time, I really haven't gotten any worse. But the whole purpose of this little, like, experiment was to try to get better. And to try to figure out, like, just what the hell that I should do with my life. And not to make it, like, you know, a big fucking waste. It's probably not going to happen to just doing this. Doing this doesn't help anybody. And that's one of the things I never wanted to do is seek professional help. Even though everybody goes to a therapist or everybody, you know, gets on some medication. Like, I got anxiety issues now. You know, and I probably should take some medicine for it because it gets me all worked up and I can't do anything to stop it. Like, when I just start to, like, get all worked up over the stupidest little things. I try so hard not to let small things bug me. And it handcuffs me now. It incapacitates my ability to even just think rationally or to just even do, like, the most menial of tasks. I just sit there and I fucking just get all wrenched up and just tighten up and I can't handle anything at that point. And so it's just awful. Like, I should go to a doctor. I should go to, like, psychiatrist. Like, shit like that. Because I can't handle life. Somebody, like, you, if somebody has, like, an addiction to, like, drugs or alcohol or gambling or smoking, whatever, they get help. They can't do it on your own. Why is this any different? It's like I'm addicted to, like, terrible things or just having an awful life. Like, I'm, like, addicted to, like, sadness and misery. It's just awful. So, if the world ends, that takes care of my problems. Maybe that's why I want the world to end so bad. Because especially, because, like I said, I'm too much of a pussy to, like... that's a wrong word choice. Saying that I'm too scared to take my own life that's a terrible way of saying it. I'm too smart to take my own life. That's a better way. I don't ever want to do that, to entertain that thought. I don't want that to be a possibility because I just know how awful that is. But if, you know, the world ends by some force, either created by God or just a natural force, and takes me out, that's not my choosing. It's not like I went and did that. So it's not my fault. It's kind of like, well, I'm dead, you know? So, unfortunately, that's kind of what I'm hoping for. some really sad and strange way. It's really awful when you think about it. That over the course of 2 months, I can't find one simple reason why I should keep on living. I never thought I would get to this. I hate to admit it. I really, really hate to admit that my life is pointless. I always thought there'd be something better. I always thought there'd be like a purpose and, you know, something grand waiting for me as far as, you know, especially over the last year and a half, all the shit, you know, I've had to get through. And it's just like, why couldn't something good happen? Haven't I done enough, like, wrong, you know? Haven't I sat through enough shit? I don't want to get some kind of benefit from this. Like, isn't, like, the grand equalizer of karma supposed to work all this shit out? So, I guess, you know, bring on the end of the world. If it happens, it'll sure be one hell of a sight. I mean, just watch, like, fire rain down from the sky. Watching volcanoes explode their ash, lava going down their sides, watching lightning strike, water boiling, the oceans, icebergs melting, grand tidal waves, and earthquakes shaking the very foundation of all our being, like pure, like, wrath of God type shit, you know? It would be insane, because what do you do? What do you do? You just sit there just going like, holy shit, you know? There's really nothing you can do, which is the most terrifying thing of all. You just have to sit and watch and just kind of wait. Because it's probably not going to hit here in Wisconsin first. Let's not kid ourselves, you know? We're pretty safe as far as everything goes. Everyone will also die first, and we'll just kind of hit, you know, the after effects of everything. But you know what? The world's not going to end. I don't know that for sure. Nobody knows it for sure. People can try to predict and, you know, even if they have some kind of, like, factual evidence, you know, as far as, well, you know, global warming has been on, you know, the uptick, you know, for the last 50 years and, you know, we're doing this and that and, oh, you know, all signs point to, you know, the planets aligning and the solar flares that are supposed to, and asteroids are, you know, this one's supposed to pass within X amount of miles of Earth, and there's this potential for this to happen, and there's all these kind of signs pointing towards the apocalypse. And you can even say, I came to this conclusion the other day. I mean, I don't want to talk about it much because I don't like to, but like, didn't Connecticut, like, some guy went in school, an elementary school, no less, and shot and killed 26 people, something like that, and 20 of them were, like, children. And it's just fucking sick. Like, that's it. If you got, and he killed himself, too, so it's like, dude, if you want to kill yourself, man. I don't encourage it, but it's just like, don't kill other people. Stupid. But basically, well, I think it's just a, you know, it's an absolute unbelievable act of selfishness and just ugliness, just awfulness, everything, the word that I can pull out of the dictionary that would describe it, still just doesn't do it justice because it's just unbelievably wrong in so many ways. But it's the kind of thing, like, I came to this conclusion that, like, it's not going to be earthquakes that take down the world. It's not going to be, you know, fire raining down from the sky and lightning clouds. And that's not how, that's not the apocalypse. Mankind is just going to turn on itself. This world's already ending. Slowly but surely. with every school shooting, with every murder, with every war that gets started, every senseless killing, senseless violence, like, mankind is destroying itself. And it's not going to stop. It's only going to get worse. Like, we've already witnessed things in my lifetime, such as, like, you know, the planes taking down the World Trade Center and shit like that, where unimaginable things, you know, 3,000 people dying at once. And where does it end? Like, when's someone gonna get their hands on a nuclear bomb and obliterate millions of people in a city? When's it end? And so I think, like, eventually we're just gonna all kill ourselves. That's the real truth. That's the real apocalypse. And unfortunately, I think it's gonna happen in my lifetime. I'm gonna see it. And I really don't want to. And that's kind of why I hope, like, this natural one occurs. Because I don't want to be around for when that shit goes down. Are you fucking kidding me? I don't know what else to say about this, really. Other than it just really upsets me. I have nothing good to say about this. There's nothing good can come out of this. When you start talking about the end of the world and everybody dying, nothing good can come from it. It's not a good subject. It's not a good... Yeah. Technically, I guess the only good that can come out of it is that if you believe in God and heaven, and when you get there, you'll be reunited with all your friends and family that have passed before you. Technically, I guess that's the only good that can come out of it. So, where do we go? It's why I try not to think about stuff like this. Because when I think about shit like this, this is exactly what happens. I just feel terrible. Just feel like I just don't give a damn anymore. And one of the worst things that you can do is give up hope. Because it's like, you know, sometimes hope is all you got left. Once you give that up, you got nothing. When you got nothing left, you're in for a world of trouble, man. I don't know what to think. I don't know what to say, what to decide about this upcoming day. Chances are it's gonna be nothing. It's another hoax. But what if? What if the possibility exists that this is real? Have I made my peace with God? Have I done enough right in my life that I can go to heaven? I don't know. I hope so. I'm in a lot of trouble if I can't. I don't want to die and go to hell. Who does? So, I don't know. It's hurting my head right now. I don't know. I think I'm going to go ahead and do the only thing that I do know. And I'm going to go watch some airplanes. I don't know if I've spoken about this before on here, but every now and then, I got to go do something simplistic that just kind of centers me. Because I don't know what else to do. When I don't know what else to do, then it's like I feel like a lost little kid who just really can't figure anything out. And what do? Kids do simple things. They color with crayons. You know, they play hide and go seek. Other shit like that. I mean, you go and, you know, throw some rocks. You know, kids do like really simple things because you don't know anything better. You don't have a care in the world. You're just goofing around like a little kid. So a lot of times when I need to feel centered again, I go and throw rocks like in rivers or at trains. But seeing as how I'm close by the airport, instead I'm going to go watch planes take off. That's my thing I do to get myself centered. Sounds like such a weird thing to do. It probably is. I'm not going to lie, it's a little strange, but it's what I like to do. It's just kind of like, I don't get it, so it just kind of becomes this thing of mystery. Like, I don't understand how planes take off and land and everything like that. What makes planes fly? I mean, technically I know because I can look it up in a book, but I still don't understand it. Even if I can look it up, it doesn't mean I get it. Shit, I missed my fucking turn. Goddamn son of a bitch. Fucking nighttime. Nighttime always fucking ruining everything. Doesn't allow me to see, like, what the fuck's going on. And now there's too much fucking traffic for me to fucking make a goddamn U-turn. So this is why, like, I can't fucking record and, like, try to do shit at the same time, because I can't fucking pay attention to the fuck I'm doing and go on some fucking stupid tirade, like, about I don't know where the fuck I'm going and shit like that. Just being a goddamn fucking moron. Can't pay attention to the fucking car. Good lord, I'm angry right now. Why am I so goddamn angry? It's like all I wanted to do was go watch some fucking planes, you know? And it's just like really hard to like see things in the dark and pay attention. I'm such an asshole. What the hell's wrong with me? Why can't I just like pay attention and just be a normal person? So to be just like a goddamn idiot. I don't think I can handle life. I don't think I can handle anything. What the fuck happened? Like, I used to just be like so good at everything. I used to be able to like, I don't know, I used to at least be able to function in society. I'm just some goddamn loser who just gets drunk every night and fucking talks to himself when he's in his goddamn car. And I was like, pay the fuck attention to life. Do something. Being such a fucking idiot. That's just a basic thing. I'm just a goddamn idiot all the time. Is it here or no, right here? Just a goddamn idiot who can't just fucking just. Oh, it's so easy. Life's not hard, man. Just fucking just stop being stupid. Ugh. Sorry I had to sit through that. I feel like a fucking failure right now. So, oh well. Hell of a way to end this episode, right? You know? It's like me sitting here talking about just like how much of an asshole I am. How much of a fucking idiot. So, well, I guess that's the drive to stay alive for this week. like I said, with the impending apocalypse, this episode might not even get posted, because if I'm not around to to upload it, and no one's around to listen to it, there's no reason for it. So, we'll see. If you're listening to the sound of my voice right now, not only did you make it through my fucking tirade about me missing my turn and just really losing it, you missed that. Or you made it through that. Don't know how. But you also would have made it through the apocalypse, I guess. Or the lack thereof. So if you're still alive and you're still hearing this, hopefully you found a reason to keep on living, because obviously I'm still searching for mine. I don't have one yet. I'm hoping to find it someday. Or else, what's the goddamn point? But like I say at the end of every episode, thing about life is, you're still living. There's still things to do and to look forward to. There's still a reason to keep on going, waking up every day, you know, leaving your house, like, interacting with people, trying to figure out just what the hell is the goddamn point. There's got to be a reason. You got to go out there and find it. Got to figure it out. Life doesn't, you know, really play out the way you like it to, or it doesn't really give you any answers unless you go look for them, try to figure it out. It's like one big complex puzzle where, like, all the pieces are like round and stuff. There's no corners or edged pieces that you can be like, oh, I know where these belong. It's just a big fucking puzzle, an endless puzzle where all the pieces are like the same color and the same kind of like random shapes. So it's like you really can't even piece anything together. But someday, hopefully, it all makes sense. That's all we really hope for, you know? For shit to just kind of make sense. At least that's what I'm hoping for. I'm hoping that I figure this shit out. Because not being able to figure this shit out is just kind of, as you can tell, just really starting to wear on me. And I'm just trying to, when I start to even figure out the purpose for doing what I'm doing right now, that's when we've actually kind of defeated the purpose. So, I'm going to leave you with that. Best of luck. Hope you're not a zombie on the other way, on the other side. Although it'd be kind of cool. Who knows, man? But that's the drive to stay alive. Take care of yourselves and each other. Later.